Hey folks, welcome to Shooting Up North. I'm your host, Lewis Carlin. We're heard right here on the Alliance Pro Wrestling Network. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you're watching for the first time, please consider hitting that subscribe button. If you want to follow me on social media, I'm on Twitter at Shooting Up North, Instagram at Alliance PW Network, or feel free to join our Facebook group, the Alliance Pro Wrestling Network. Before I get started, I want to give a shout out to Brad Risk. Brad, thank you so much for sending me that cool message. Really appreciate it. Thank you so much for your support of the Alliance Pro Wrestling Network and Shooting Up North. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much, Brad Risk. Okay, so on April 1st in Dallas, WrestleCon, Impact Wrestling will be presenting Multiverse of Matches. Now, there are a lot of shows that are going to be taking place on April 1st at WrestleCon and all over the Texas area. It's WrestleMania weekend, but the one show that I'm really interested in the most is, of course, Impact Wrestling's Multiverse of Matches. And Impact Wrestling has put together one hell of a terrific show. Absolutely can't wait to see this. The only thing is, it starts at 10 p.m. EST. It is in Dallas, Texas. I think they're 2 hours behind, so it's 8 p.m. I think they're 2 hours, 1 or 2 hours behind, but it's going to, it's starting 10 p.m. for me, okay, 10 p.m. EST. So if you're on the East Coast, it starts at 10 p.m. Regardless, it's going to be one hell of a show. Impact Wrestling has done a great job of putting together some terrific and interesting matches for the show. Nine matches have been announced so far. It's March 26th right now, so there could be another match or two that is announced for the Multiverse of Matches. So I'm looking forward to this so very much. It's available on Fight TV only. Which is a little bit of a bummer. I was kind of hoping it was going to be on YouTube, Impact Wrestling's YouTube Ultimate Insider subscription service, but it's not going to be. It's not going to be on Impact Plus either. I'm sure it'll eventually get there, about a week or so, but it's just not going to be on that live. The only way to watch it is to order it through Fight, I believe. I believe it's $14.99, if I'm not mistaken. I believe it's $14.99 to order. So, but nonetheless, go to Fight TV, check it out, see what the price is. And it's definitely available 100% only on Fight TV. But again, Impact Wrestling has put together one hell of a show, man. One hell of a show. So let's just get into it. So I don't know the order, how the order of matches. I'm not sure of the order of matches, how it's going to take place, of course, but I have a list of matches here, so let's just run down 9-1. So we'll start with the first one here that's on the list. It's going to be a four-way tag team match for the Impact Wrestling Knockouts World Tag Team Championship. The Influence, the champions, Madison Reed and Tennille Dashwood with Caleb with a K, will be defending against the Impact Wrestling Knockouts World Champion Tasha Steelz, her partner Savannah Evans, Giselle Shaw, and Lady Frost, which is an interesting team because they're supposed to be, well, they have been feuding. So Giselle Shaw and Lady Frost, interesting team there. And the third team, the fourth team is Havoc and Rosemary. So once again, Madison Reed, Tennille Dashwood defending against Tasha Steelz, Savannah Evans, Giselle Shaw and Lady Frost, and Havoc and Rosemary. So this is going to be a very, very good match. This is going to be, if they open the show with this match, this is going to be a great way to open the show. The only thing is, if Tasha Steelz and Savannah Evans, I was kind of hoping that Tasha Steelz was going to be defending the Impact Wrestling Knockouts World Championship on this show. I know she's defending against Big Swole on a GCW show, which I believe is April 1st as well. It could be March 31st, but it's in Dallas. It's in Texas. So she's defending the Impact Wrestling Knockouts World Championship on a GCW show. I feel she should be defending it on this show. But nonetheless, I'm not the booker. I don't make the decisions. So it was decided to put her with Savannah Evans. Also, another very interesting team because they're feuding, really. Giselle Shaw and Lady Frost. I think they might have put them together because they have a lack of lady teams. So they think, we got to put together Giselle Shaw and Lady Frost. They could have done like Alicia Edwards and Lady Frost. put them together. But I guess they wanted to get Giselle Shaw on the show. So and this was the only way that they get her on the show, the only spot they could find her. So she's teamed with Lady Four. But don't get me wrong, they're gonna make a great tag team. Giselle Shaw and Lady Frost. Two terrific talents. I think that's the team that I like the most in this match, actually. Giselle Shaw and Lady Frost, and of course a Havoc and Rosemary as well. So again, this is gonna be a very, very entertaining match. I'm sure Caleb with a K will get involved somehow. Man, I would love to see Giselle Shaw and Lady Frost win the tag team titles, but I don't think that's going to happen here. I'm thinking the influence. I'm picking the influence to retain with Caleb with a K interfering on their behalf. So it should be a great one. But I'm picking the influence, Madison Reed and Tennille Dashwood, to retain. Not sure why the inspiration is not involved. They're not on the show either. Maybe they'll be announced for the show. They'll be announced for the show later on in the week. But you would think that they would be involved in this tag team match. Have them in the tag team match instead of Steeles and Evans, and have Steeles defend her title one-on-one against somebody. But nonetheless, I have an idea, though. I have an idea. Well, we're going to see where we're going to see either Jessica McKay or Cassie Lee on this show, but we'll get to it. But nonetheless, this is going to be a very good tag team match. But again, Madison Reed, Tennille Dashwood, my pick to win. Then we have another very, very interesting tag team match: husband and wife team versus husband and wife team. It's going to be Nick Aldis teaming with Mickey James, his wife, taking on another husband and wife team of Matt Cardona and Chelsea Green. Awesome to see NWA's Nick Aldis involved here. He's coming to the aid of his wife, Chelsea Green, turning on Mickey James, and of course Matt Cardona getting involved as well. And the Mickey James attack on the last Impact on Access TV. So Nick Aldis coming to his wife's aid here. So we're going to have a terrific, terrific tag team match here. Aldis and James against Cardona and Chelsea Green. Cardona is just a tremendous heel. Absolutely love Matt Cardona as a heel. He's the current Impact Wrestling Digital Media Champion. And now we got the team of Cardona and Chelsea Green. They're a terrific heel team. They've been killing it on the indie scene, and now they're bringing their rule-breaking style, their awesome heel style to Impact Wrestling. So really, really cool. Again, this should be an excellent tag team match. I'm going with Cardona and Green. I'm going with Cardona and Green to win this match. I don't think they're going to lose. I think this is with Nick Aldis, with this being probably just a one-off for Nick Aldis. Well, maybe we'll see him again. I'm not sure, but Cardona and Green are the hot team right now. So I'm going with Cardona and Green to defeat Nick Aldis and Mickey James in this one. Then we have another pure, pure fire match. Alex Shelley versus Speedball Mike Bailey. My goodness. They better reinforce that roof. They better reinforce the roof of the Fairmont Hotel in Dallas, Texas, because this match may very well just blow it right off the building. This is going to be a high octane, big spot, fast-paced match from start to finish. This is probably the one match that I'm looking forward to. Could be the one that I'm looking forward to the most. This one has the chance to steal the show as well, but it's going to be absolutely Alex Shelley coming off an absolutely fantastic one-on-one match against Jay White, and now against Speed Mike Bailey. This is going to be that roof again. They better really reinforce that roof, because again, this match might just blow it right off the building. But it's hard to pick a winner here. It's hard to pick a winner, but I think because Speedball Mike Bailey is the third, it's going to be involved in the ultimate, well, not the ultimate, it's going to be involved in the X Division Championship match at Rebellion. So I'm thinking Mike Bailey's going to win here. I'm picking Mike Bailey to defeat Alex Shelley to keep him short. Because if he loses to Alex Shelley, then he kind of loses his momentum going into Rebellion. So I'm picking Speedball Mike Bailey to defeat Alex Shelley here. And just an absolutely tremendous, absolutely fantastic, pure fire, roof blowing off the building type of match. So this is going to be absolutely fantastic. Dave Meltzer is going to, his jaw is going to drop when he sees this match. He's going to give it like 27 stars. That's how good this match is going to be. Then we have Josh Alexander teaming with his rival Jonah. You know, Jonah coming into Impact Wrestling made a splash by attacking and just decimating Josh Alexander when he first came into Impact Wrestling. But now they're a team. Josh Alexander and Jonah taking on Moose, the Impact Wrestling World Champion, and PCO. Josh Alexander has a shot at Moose at Rebellion. He should defeat Moose at Rebellion. Jonah and PCO, they have their own little thing going on right now. I think PCO, it's interesting. PCO teaming with a Impact Wrestling talent. PCO supposed to be part of Honor No More, but there's, like I said, they're slowly pulling them away from Honor No More. PCO, the only one from that faction that has signed a contract with Impact Wrestling. But this is going to be a banger of a match. This is going to be just a banger of the match. And the big question is, Josh Alexander and Jonah going to get along? Are they going to work together? Is Moose and PCO going to get along? Are they going to be able to work together? Whoever wins, is one going to attack the other? Like, for example, if Josh Alexander and Jonah wins, is Jonah going to attack Josh Alexander after the match? And same thing with Moose and PCO. Will PCO, you know, stay true to Honor No More and attack Moose? But don't know, a lot of questions in the air on that one. But this is going to be a heck of a match. This is going to be one heck of a match. And I'm picking Moose and PCO to win this match. I'm picking Moose and PCO to win this match. I think Moose is going to pin Josh Alexander. I think Moose is going to pin Josh Alexander here. The reason why I'm saying that is that will really add to the intrigue to their one-on-one match. If Moose gets a win over Josh Alexander, then you got to think, oh, Josh Alexander took the pinfall loss to Moose. If he lost to Moose in his tag team match, you know, there's very good chance he's going to lose to him. And what chance does he have in the one-on-one match? You know, it's going to take away Josh Alexander's momentum. You know, and it's going to make him look like. Question is that right now, because everyone is thinking Josh Alexander is going to win the world title. But if Moose defeats Josh Alexander in this match, which I think he's going to, that's my prediction. I think it it adds a little more intrigue to that one-on-one match. That's my, I could be wrong. It could be Jonah. It could be just PCO taking the loss for his team. But I don't know. Or maybe Jonah's going. Maybe Jonah's on the way out. He signed up to Rebellion. Maybe he takes loss, but my prediction, Moose and PCO win the match, and Moose pins Josh Alexander to win the match for his team, and really, you know, makes it seem like he has all the momentum going into their one-on-one match for the Impact Wrestling World title at Rebellion. So that's my pick on that one. Then we have Deonna Purrazzo in the Champ Challenge, either defending that AAA Reign of the Reigns Championship or the Ring of Honor Women's World title against an opponent. We're going to find out. It's an open challenge. We're going to find out who the opponent is at the Multiverse of Matches. It could be somebody on the indie scene, like a Jasmine Allure or a Trish Adora they could bring in. Or, you know, I was looking, Mia Yim. Mia Yim is on one of the shows. Mia Yim is on one of the shows at WrestleCon. She's taking on Athena, formerly Ember Moon. So Mia Yim is going to be there. It'd be very interesting if Mia Yim answers that the Champ Challenge against Deonna Purrazzo. But I don't know if you want to bring Yim in and have her lose. They also could bring somebody in from Ring of Honor, I'm trying to think of someone from Mandy Leon or somebody. Names are escaping me right now. Angelina Love, possibly, just to get the Ring of Honor Women's title back off of Deonna Purrazzo, because I know Tony Khan now owning Ring of Honor. They're trying to work something out to get Deonna Purrazzo to defend the title at Super Fight, Super Card of Honor, which is a big show, Ring of Honor big show coming up on the same day on April 1st. But it's unlikely that Deonna Purrazzo will be at that show. And I know Tony Khan most likely wants his Ring of Honor Women's World Championship back. So maybe they send an Angelina Love or a Manny Leon over, or maybe a lesser known talent from AEW who's gonna be showcased now in Ring of Honor. Maybe send her over to defeat Purrazzo to get the title back for Tony Khan. That's a possibility, or the Inspiration aren't on the card. Maybe somebody from the Inspiration, maybe one of those, maybe Jessica McKay or Cassie Lee, maybe one of them, they enter the challenge possibility as well. Maybe we come to triple threat match where they both answer the challenge, and Deonna Purrazzo defends against the Inspiration. You know, the odds stacked against Deonna Purrazzo. She's not going to lose if that, unless it's a Tony Khan thing where he sends somebody to get their Ring of Honor Women's Championship back. That's the only scenario that I see of Purrazzo losing a title or losing the match. But other than that, if that's not the scenario that takes place here, then Purrazzo is going to 100% successfully defend whatever title that she puts up, whether it be against a Trish Adora, Jasmine Allure, or if somebody from the Inspiration, say Jessica McKay, answers the challenge, or they both come down with a triple threat match. But Purrazzo's not going to lose either title to them. Those are some scenarios. My prediction is when whoever it is, whoever answered the challenge, unless it's somebody sent by Tony Khan, Purrazzo is walking out of there with walking out of multiverse of matches with both titles. Okay, and then we have another match that's going to be absolutely just mwah, fantastic, fantastic. Another match that could potentially blow the roof off the building. If the Mike Bailey Alex Shelley match hasn't happened yet, this match might blow the roof off the building before that. Then if they'll repair the roof and then it'll get blown off again. Chris Sabin 1-on-1 against Jay White. Holy smoke. Holy smoke. I'm looking at my hair here, man. I gotta get a haircut, man. My hair keeps going, and I'm trying to fix it. I can see it in the camera, but it keeps going. Pretty soon it's gonna knock my it's gonna blow my hat off. I do apologize for this. So I'm trying to get it to straighten it out, but it's not working. But anyway, it's it. I got a grudge match going on right now. Lewis Carlin versus the Curls. Burst of curls. Anyway, back to the match. Chris Sabin, Jay White, going to be just an absolutely fantastic match. Chris, now Jay White had a fantastic match against Alex Shelley at the last pay-per-view. It was just, oh my God, it was just fantastic. It was wow. It was just amazing. That's all. It was just amazing. Just amazing. And this one's gonna be just as amazing. So Chris Sabin 1-on-1 against Jay White. They're gonna have an absolutely fantastic match. Mike, this is gonna be fast paced. This is gonna be lots of near falls. They're gonna both guys, both Sabin and Jay White, just fantastic talents. Fantastic talents. And they're gonna just leave it all in the ring. Dave Meltzer is going to want to give this one like an 87 stars as well. But when all is said and done, Jay White will defeat Chris Sabin. Jay White's not going to lose to Chris Sabin. Chris White, I'm sorry, Jay White is victorious here over Chris Sabin in an absolutely fantastic match. Absolutely cannot wait for that one. And then we have another match. I'm just I'm getting so excited reading about this, man. I'm getting so excited reading about this. Another just and I've heard his name pronounced differently recently, but I'm gonna pronounce it the way that I've always heard it. But it's gonna be Eddie Edwards one-on-one against Tomohiro Ishii. I know I've been watching New Japan Pro Wrestling for years now, and Kevin Kelly's been calling him Tomohiro Ishii, but Jonah's been calling him Tomohiro Ishii. I know Tomohiro Ishii and Jonah will be meeting one-on-one at Rebellion, but I'm just Tomohiro Ishii. That's how I've been calling him. So this is going to be a terrific match as well. Man, it's hard to pick a winner in this one. Tomohiro Ishii, I don't know if you're not familiar with Tomohiro Ishii. He's absolutely tremendous, 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 tremendous talent from New Japan Pro Wrestling. One of my favorites in the world. Huge fan of Tomohiro Ishii. And this one is going to be a hard-hitting affair. It's hard to pick a winner in this one, though. Because one, Ishii is coming in. This is his first match. This is Impact Wrestling debut, if I'm not mistaken. So this is his first match with Impact Wrestling. I mean, he's wrestled Moose before. He's defeated Moose, I think, twice. I think he wrestled another Impact Wrestling star, but for New Japan Pro Wrestling Strong. But this is the first time Ishii is stepping foot in an Impact Wrestling ring, and this is gonna be absolutely just fantastic. Wow, Eddie Edwards, tremendous talent. But see, Eddie Edwards is not. I'm gonna actually, I'm picking Tomohiro Ishii here, and here's why. Here's why. Eddie Edwards is in the match. It's multiverse of matches, but he's not representing Impact Wrestling in this match. He's representing Pro Wrestling Noah. And Tomohiro Ishii is representing New Japan Pro Wrestling. So, with that said, since he's not, it makes sense because Eddie Edwards turned his back on Impact Wrestling. So, he's not going to be representing Impact Wrestling. Honor No More is not really a promotion, so he can't really represent. I don't know what, maybe he can, but I think they want to go out. They want promotions to be represented here. So Eddie Edwards, they have him representing Pro Wrestling Noah. So that's why I think Ishii's going to go over on Eddie Edwards, because of that. Because they're going to have New Japan Pro Wrestling going over Pro Wrestling Noah. But there's always a chance here because Jonah and Tomohiro Ishii have a big match coming up at Rebellion. There's always a chance that Jonah might interfere in this match. Take out Tomohiro Ishii and causing Eddie Edwards, allowing Eddie Edwards to get a victory here. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think Ishii's going to defeat Edwards in an absolute hard-hitting affair that the fans, anyone watching this match is going to absolutely love it. I think Ishii's going to defeat Edwards. Edwards is also, I'm thinking maybe Jonathan Gresham could interfere here because we got Edwards against Gresham at Rebellion. Here's the scenario that I think is going to take place. This is my prediction. Ishii goes over on Edwards again in a hard-hitting, tremendous, tremendous encounter. When the match is over, Jonah's going to come down and attack, confront Ishii and take him out, setting up their match for Rebellion. That's my prediction there. So Tomohiro Ishii defeats Eddie Edwards, and I'm predicting Jonah to come out to face off against Ishii and take Ishii out, setting up their match at Rebellion. Then we have Intergender Ultimate X match for the Impact Wrestling X Division Championship. Trey Miguel defending his title against Chris Bay, Rich Swann, Jordan Grace, Vincent, and Willie Mack. This is also going to be, my God, all the matches that I've announced so far are going to all be absolutely fantastic. And we still got two matches to go after, well, one more match after this one that I just announced. This is going to be outstanding. This is going to be outstanding. It was originally supposed to be Spearball Mike Bailey, but they took him out of the match and they put him in against Alex Shelley, and they replaced him with Chris Bay. That was a smart move. Chris Bay in this match, wow. Just wow. Trey Miguel defending against Chris Bay, Jordynne Grace, Rich Swann, Vincent, and Willie Mack. Vincent is an excellent talent. Impact Wrestling should sign him 100%. Just the spots, the high spots that are going to be taking place in this match, is going to be absolutely just fantastic. It's going to be outrageous, outrageously fantastic, this match. This is going to be Jordan Grace in there as well. Wow, my goodness. My goodness, this is going to be, expect a lot of high spots, high risk moves, of course, in this one. I'm expecting an absolutely fantastic match in this one. The crowd is going to be standing, definitely they're going to be standing for the whole show, in my opinion. But this is going to be just wonderful to watch. But Trey Miguel's not dropping the title. Trey Miguel is going to retain the title. He's going on to Rebellion to defend against, Speedball Mike Bailey and Ace Austin. So Trey Miguel definitely wins this one 100%, but it's going to be an absolutely fantastic match filled with high spots and just fantastic fast-paced action in this one. But it's going to be Trey Miguel who's going to be pulling down that X. So Trey Miguel retains, my opinion on that one. I'm picking Trey Miguel to retain. And then the tag team match. The tag team match. This is the last but not least. The Good Brothers, Doc Gallows, Carl Anderson, taking on the Briscoe Brothers, the current Ring of Honor World Tag Team Champions, Jay and Mark Briscoe. What can I say? This is just an absolutely fantastic match. My goodness. When they first announced this, I did a couple of backflips. I did cartwheels all over the house. I was a fish stick sandwich for everybody. Fish stick sandwiches for everybody when they announced this match. But the only thing I'm a little concerned about, the only thing I'm a little worried about, is the Briscoes. You know, and there's another match that I should express this concern on as well. But the Briscoes are going to be taking on. They're going to be taking on FTR at Supercard of Honor, which is the same day as this match. So the Briscoes against FTR at Supercard of Honor is going to be just an absolute war. I just hope the Briscoes are in a okay condition to give us a great match, because on paper, this is an absolutely fantastic match. And if anyone could perform after a war with FTR and perform against the Good Brothers and give us a terrific match, it's definitely the Briscoe Brothers. So I'm expecting a great one here. I'm expecting a great one. Just a little concerned that the Briscoes might not be 100% after that war with FTR at Supercard of Honor. But I'm expecting a great one here. I'm expecting if any two guys could have a war with a team like FTR and then come to another show, this being the multiverse of matches, get in the ring with the Good Brothers and give us another fantastic match. It's the Briscoes. So I'm expecting a tremendous, tremendous match here. But I'm picking the Good Brothers. I'm picking the Good Brothers to win. But, you know, the Briscoes aren't signed by anybody. If Impact Wrestling can get in there and sign the Briscoe Brothers somehow before this match takes place, then I'm picking the Briscoe Brothers to beat the Good Brothers, but I'm 95% sure the Good Brothers are going to defeat the Briscoes in this one. But it should be just a fantastic, hard-hitting, great match between both teams are amongst the best in the world. And if this is the main event, what a main event this is going to be. And this is going to this whole show is just pure fire. You know, it's just the show is going to be so fantastic. Pure fire. The building might burn down. Well, sorry, I don't want to say the building's going to burn down. Nobody wants the building to burn down, but you know what I mean? This whole show is going to be absolutely fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. But to pick a winner there, I'm going to go with the Good Brothers to defeat the Briscoes. So that's my pick in that one. But my goodness, the multiverse match. And I mentioned the Briscoe Brothers, pulling double duty. Mike Bailey, actually, I think Mike Bailey's got 5 matches at WrestleCon. I think he's going to be on 5 different shows. So, So I know Shelley and Bailey. I'm expecting a classic match. I just hope Mike Bailey's in tremendous shape. But he's going to be involved in five matches at WrestleCon. So but I think they're spaced out where he could have ample rest. So I'm sure he'll be 100% or near 100% for that one. But see, the Briscoes got to wrestle FTR, then they have to jump in a car and drive 18 miles to WrestleCon. So they could take on the Good Brothers at Multiverse. Now, I was just thinking as I was about to talk that maybe the Briscoes and FTR could go first at Supercard of Honor, and then they could jump in their car and drive to WrestleCon, and then take on the Good Brothers in the last match. So then that would make sense if they did that. So, and then they would have plenty of time to rest and stretch out any kinks or anything that they might have, any bruised elbows they could wrap up but yeah, it's going to be, is this whole show Multiverse of Matches is going to be absolutely fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. And then the only thing is after this, they got IPWF. I don't know why they're doing IPWF. I'm not going to do any preview or predictions on that. Nothing's been announced, but even if there was, I'm not going to do any preview or predictions on IPWF. I think it's a waste of time, to be honest. I think it's a total waste of time to do IPWF after this absolutely fantastic show of professional wrestling action is going to take place to do a parody show. I don't think the fans are going to be into that, but nonetheless, they're doing it anyway. Personally, I'm not going to watch it. I know when you order it on Fight TV, you get both shows, but I'm just going to watch Multiverse of Matches, and that's all I'm watching. I'm not watching IPWF. But once again, Multiverse of Matches is going to be absolutely fantastic. Absolutely, it's going to be a pure fire show of professional wrestling action. And once again, they're going to knock it out of the park again, Impact Wrestling. They put together a terrific, terrific show. And I'm looking forward to this. Again, April 1st, I believe it starts at 10 p.m. In Dallas, Texas, 10 p.m. EST. I can't wait for this. I can't wait for it. Multiverse Matches. And after this, of course, after this, then we have the Rebellion pay-per-view coming up, which is at Poughkeepsie, New York on April 23rd. Lots of great stuff coming from Impact Wrestling, but don't miss Multiverse of Matches. I'm losing my voice. I got so excited. Don't miss Multiverse of Matches. It's going to be just a terrific, terrific show. Okay, so that's it. That's it for me. That's my Impact Wrestling Multiverse of Matches preview and prediction show. Of course, I'll be doing Rebellion preview and prediction show as well, probably a couple of days before Rebellion. Might jump on and do a Multiverse of Match review show. You know, jump on with you guys, and we'll have a chat about Multiverse of Matches after that show. Again, I'm watching the news. Anything breaks, I'll be back, of course. You know, it's the weekend. I don't have to go to sleep early or anything. So anything breaks, I'll be back. But until then, thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye. And stay safe, everyone. So long. Bye-bye.